This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Leon Jones says after numerous instances of being wrongfully arrested, it's time to shed light on the issues with police brutality amid the national outcry for justice. Jones is a Bloomington native who graduated from Bloomington High School in 2001. In this conversation for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal, Jones talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. He says a wrongful arrest in one particular incident led to a traumatic impact on his mental health. He now advocates for mental health resources for the black community to address issues with racism.
I was having drinks with friends at a local bar. One of the bouncers approached my party and asked one of the persons of the party to leave due to baggy jeans. Like, this all started due to baggy jeans. He was asked to leave the bar due to the jeans. And in the process, because he was with other people, the person he asked to leave was with other people, you know, he just pretty much singled me out, being that other person. Then I was with that person and just kind of told cops that he had asked me to leave and everything, you know. He had already talked to me, which I had never talked to this guy. He never said anything to me. When he came to me, he came back with cops. I saw him walk. That was my brother. He walked out of the place, but when he came back with cops. I was slammed up against the bar. I had stitches in my chin, and, you know, a real traumatic event took place in my life. I'm still tore up from that situation mentally.
And what police was it that came? Was it Normal or Bloomington police?
This was Bloomington police. But the fact that I went to the court, through the court system's innocent, I'm like, look, I was not resisting, and they charged me with trespassing. How do you charge me with trespassing in a bar where I showed my ID to get in?
You know, what do people not realize that's, you know, under all of that, trying to persevere, especially after your situation? Like, what do people not understand that, you know, you're feeling?
Okay. Black people weren't raised to hate white people, despite all of the things that white people have done to my grandmother, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. I hear these stories. They tell us these stories. They did not teach us to hate white people and, you know, reciprocate that type of activity, that behavior. They didn't do that to us. And I don't think that a lot of people realize the effect that racism, white supremacy, or what have you, have on the black community. It's deeper than just, you know, denying jobs and things of that nature. It's really, to me, has gotten to my mental.
Have you been able to receive any help?
I don't know who to call. I don't know who to rant to about these problems, and it's always file police reports and do this and do that. I didn't see them wad up police reports and throw them in the garbage. Who do we talk to when we having these problems and these issues?
What do you hope to see change here in Bloomington Normal?
For one, more resources available to people of color regarding mental health, because I'm seeing a lot of people, including myself, needing help. As far as change, I just want to be left alone. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not doing anything to anybody. But I'm being treated like a hardened criminal. And it's been that way for years. Let us live.
There's the stigma around mental health, or sometimes it's even taboo. What do you think about that? Do you think it's something that black community should address more and seek out more when we have the resources?
Absolutely. Mental health in the black community is rarely talked about. It's not talked about. And there are neuroses and things that deal with white supremacy that directly relates to the attitudes and the mentality of people of color. A lot of people are not aware of it, and I'm here to shed some light to that. When you're driving in your car and the cops get behind you and you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't bothering nobody, police get behind you and your heart drops to the floor, you're about to run the car into the fire hydrant on the corner. You're running the stop sign because your foot sleep or something is going on with you mentally and physically. Heart pounding out of your chest. It's something wrong. It's something wrong.
That's Leon Jones, a Bloomington native and Bloomington High School graduate. He talked with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for the WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Read and listen to more of this conversation and from all the stories in this series at WGLT.org.